This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Right, let's get into another hour here on the DJB Thursday program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. I just heard from somebody who says he grew up listening to me on the radio in Seattle. Whenever I hear something like that from a guy who's 37 years old, I just kind of, okay, well, there's the check. There's the reality check right there. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara did not grow up listening to me. Well, maybe they think
I
they
did.
Are. Yeah, actually, you did. That is true. Also, Jennifer, the spotlight has been on you because we've been... I was afraid it was a little tough on you. But we were talking about fears. What are you afraid of? What do you get worried about? And Jennifer says, everything.
Yeah.
So, I have...
Look, at least I'm honest about it.
Right. But I have also... I don't know how... You and I have never really sat down and talked about how to overcome these sorts of things because fear is, there's a good and a bad. I say fear-based thinking, decisions that are made out of fear are always wrong. But there is, fear is nature's way of warning us to be safe. You know, the fear, what is it, flight fear? What is that, what's that thing called?
Fight or flight.
Fight or flight, that's right. Yeah, exactly. Like if you come face to face with a lion, you probably want to run away from it, that sort of thing.
Probably. There's a difference between fear and anxiety, though. I would say I'm a very anxious person, and I worry about a lot of things, but I'm not a fearful person, I don't think.
I mean, unless it's like roller coasters or helicopters
or snakes,
okay.
But you know.
Yeah. But I think the advice to everybody is to get to work. If you don't want to be vulnerable to the fears and whatever you're afraid of, then think about what it's at the other end. Because remember, 99% of all worries and fears turn out to be baseless. Things just don't happen. They are, I remember I was told in no uncertain terms that fear is a prayer, worrying is a prayer for what you're afraid of. Well, what you don't want. Why would you get yourself into that? Hello to Charlene Rogers, Mike Davenport, Tim Cole, Darren is here listening to us on the DJV program. And, of course, we need to talk about Alan Dershowitz and the Trump impeachment and all the other characters that are involved in this. Can you do this in 60 seconds? That's a challenge. Jennifer.
Sure.
Let's do this in 60 seconds.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
All right, so yesterday, I'll just give you a recap.
Okay.
Yesterday on the House floor, senators were able to ask questions and answers of the House case managers and the president's defenders. And it seems that Republicans are finally, well, not finally, but they're kind of feeling like a sense of unity once again after some thoughts that perhaps maybe they would call for witnesses. It now seems more likely that Mitt Romney will probably be the only Republican who will vote with some Democrats on witnesses tomorrow.
Oh, I thought there were a couple of others that were on.
There are a couple to watch. There's Susan Collins, who hasn't said which way she'll go. Lisa Murkowski, I think, is going to vote no on witnesses. Cory Gardner's going to vote no on witnesses. Lamar Alexander's still unclear. So it's possible that we could see a couple of things. We could see the president get acquitted by Saturday. We could see that they're at a 50-50 tie in the Senate, which would mean that Chief Justice John Roberts, who's presiding over this, would make the decision as to whether or not to call witnesses. And then that could also be argued. Or we could see some four Republicans vote with Democrats, which would be enough to call witnesses, and then it would continue to April or May. So it seems now even Chuck Schumer's acknowledging that he's not certain whether or not Republicans will vote with Democrats, and it's likely that this will be over on
Saturday. Is their defense stronger now?
You're encroaching on my minute. I just want to be fair. I would have done this in a minute.
More than a minute. Yeah,
all right, what's your question?
I want to know if, in fact, their defense is stronger now than it was, or is it weaker than it was?
And I try to answer these questions as nonpartisan as possible, but I know that everybody is interpreting this a little differently. But from my interpretation, there was no crime because the aid that was appropriated by Congress was not held back past the deadline that it was to be delivered. It was supposed to be delivered on September 30th. It was delivered on September 11th. President Zelensky from Ukraine said he never felt any pressure to investigate anybody for President Trump. There was no investigation. The president still met with President Zelensky. So essentially, there was nothing there. So even if you believe everything that has come out, if you believe 100% of what everybody has been saying about what Trump said or what he did, there was no actual crime. And so the argument that the Republicans are making is that the president has a right within his circle to consult his team to talk about these things openly and honestly. It would be the same thing like if I said to you, if we got into a fight and I said, oh, gosh, I just want to kill you, Doug. I just want to kill you.
You wouldn't say it that way.
But no, if that's what happened, and then I went to Karen Victoria and was like, okay, guys, he makes me so mad. Jeez, I'd like to kill him, but I'm not going to kill him. And you didn't die, and you're walking around on the planet like you are. Then is that really a crime? Is that something that you could throw me in jail for? Is that something that you can prosecute? And no, that's kind of what's being said. Now, I actually don't believe all of these conversations happened as explicitly as people are saying. So that's where my partisan hat comes on. But I'm saying if you believe that they all happened as everybody is accusing Trump, the argument from Trump's team is that's not impeachable because the president has the right to have conversations with his trusted inner core, especially when that inner core has security clearance. And so that's where the gray area is. That's what people are debating as to what's impeachable, not whether you think he did something wrong or right, you like him, you don't. What is impeachable? And that's the argument that the Republicans have made. And I think they've done a pretty decent job of it, which is why you've seen some of the Republicans switching. Yeah. Well, hey, you asked me more questions. That's so rude. Yeah. Don't be rude.
Oh, come on, me. It's okay.
Dershowitz, I could kill you.
Dershowitz says that the president can't be impeached because he believed his reelection was in the national interest. That's a little soft.
Who said that?
That really is. Dershowitz said that yesterday.
That is a
that
stretch.
His reelection was in the
soft.
National interest.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah,
that's a little soft.
I would have
but
to.
But you know what else
context.
I noticed? I noticed that what's his face? Your congressperson,
Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff has got some really fancy suits. He must have gone to the tailor to get some really, really fine threads because he's in the spotlight.
Well, he has some big money backers. You know, like the guy who's in jail for killing gay people with drugs, Ed Buck.
Oh, okay, good. Mm-hmm. And he also has. Have you ever noticed how his expressions? You talk about the whites of their eyes, the whites of his. He goes like. When he's out there. And by the way, I don't even understand why these people in the House are on the Senate floor. Why should they have? They've had their day. Go away.
Well, the House, they act as they're the defense team, basically. So they are supposed to be there because they are no defense lawyers. They're the defense lawyers.
So the only other part of this that is, from my perspective, kind of interesting in the last 24 hours is the president doesn't want Bolton to publish his book. Because it's not in the national. What is it? There are some secrets in the book.
If he's talking about the inner conversation
as well.
Well, if he's talking about inner conversations with world leaders, that's why Bolton handed the book over to the NSC anyway, because the NSC has to vet books that are released while a president is still in office to make sure that there isn't classified information that's going out. And according to the president in the White House, there is classified information that's going out. Plus, I think it's retribution because he wants John Bolton to come out and clear up his statements, or actually he hasn't made any statements, but clear up the excerpt that the New York Times says is in the book and confirm or deny it, and Bolton won't do it. And there's even a video that was sent out by Trump yesterday that has John Bolton talking about the phone call with Ukraine, saying it was a nice, friendly, perfectly normal phone call. So John Bolton's on tape saying that a couple of months ago. Now he's got a bombshell in his book. So
okay, let's talk about the virus, whatever it is, the coronavirus, whatever we want to call it. 8,000 cases now, 170 people dead, and these are in mainland China. Have we stopped all of our flights to China yet? There are more and more countries.
Non-essential, yes.
Non-essential, right. Okay.
And there's a cruise ship in Italy. Look, being on a cruise is bad enough. Now there are 6,000 people stuck on a cruise ship, and it's not allowed to dock.
Because of this?
Yeah. because really? Because one passenger shows symptoms of the virus, so 6,000 people are being held on this boat.
Wow.
The Costa Smeralda from, really? It's an Italian,
liner, yeah.
It's an Italian cruise ship. It wasn't an Italian cruise ship that flipped on its side a bunch of years ago, right?
A couple years ago.
I don't know. I wouldn't really trust an Italian cruise line at this point. But now a 54-year-old woman has symptoms, and so now everyone's under quarantine.
All right, let's spend some time talking about this. I don't know why the Democrats get the credit for this. You'll have to explain that to me. 5-year plan to invest a lot of money in infrastructure. This is one of my pet peeves.
It's the House infrastructure plan, yeah.
Okay, but Trump's been talking about this since he got into office.
Everyone's been talking about infrastructure for years. Right. Obama talks about it constantly.
Yeah.
But this is the plan that they put forward, but Trump hasn't agreed to it, so I don't know
if
it's going to get signed.
The people running for president, or is this just the
people?
No,
this is in the House.
Yeah, well,
House of Representatives. Well, I don't think anyone's running for president in the House.
So
they're all senators or not at all.
Who's left anyway?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah. So this is the big plan, but they haven't. I don't know that Trump's going to sign it because it probably doesn't have stuff in it that he wants to. Because he originally wanted some funding.
$760 billion.
Yeah, I think he wanted some funding for the wall or something to be thrown in with this, and they can't agree. So.
All right, well, the bottom line here on this, from my perspective, and ought to be from everybody's perspective, if you think about it, how is it that our roads are crumbling all the time? How is
Look
it that
bridges.
From...
There are bridges. There are bridges in America that bridge inspectors have called, quote, hold your breath bridges, which meaning you hold your breath and hope that you make it over the bridge.
Let me put
that
it into perspective.
Insane.
Okay, let me put this into perspective. The Golden Gate Bridge was built 125 years ago. There are other, the Tappan Zee Bridge was built, that has just been destroyed, and they put up a new one to make it bigger. But these bridges have been around for 80, 90, 100 years. George Washington Bridge has been around for, I think it was built in 1921 or something. Do you remember offhand? I'm not asking you because you were around.
I don't know.
That bridge has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
So how is it that the more recent bridges, things that have been built on the end, mostly this is all the interstate system built in Eisenhower's time, that from that point to this has been built, rebuilt, rebuilt, and rebuilt again? It's because the union movement that started to get a stranglehold on our country and workers in the 50s and into the 60s build crap. The roads are horribly built, and they're, in fact, built to fall apart. Bridges the same way. They are built and engineered so that they will not last more than 25 or 30 years, so we can keep in the roads. They don't even last 10 years. But if you go to Europe, you go to Asia, the roads they build there last forever. You drive around any motorway in England. They're fabulously well built. You don't see construction all the time over there rebuilding roads. Doing new roads, yeah, but not fixing the old roads. This is an insult to the American taxpayer, and I'm damn sick of it. Every year we talk about this thing. Nothing really is getting done. And the reason that they fall apart in the first place, and we're all... I mean, think about the minutes, the hours that you've wasted in your life waiting in traffic to get around some of this, some of these, whether it's a road that's being, you go from four lanes to two, or whether it's a detour to go someplace else, and it's unforgivable, frankly, unforgivable, the amount of money that we waste because these guys build roads that are you know what. So I'm for fixing them, but I'm for fixing them the right way. Not the easy, cheap way. Here's something else that you might want to be fixing, thinking about your credit card bills since Christmas. Are you stressing out like Jennifer? Are you worried? How about we fix that problem? And see, worrying, you fix the worry and you fix the problem. Credit card debt hotline's number, for your information, is 800-560-6760. Let's get on that line. Let's take care of the problem. Reduce your payments to a fraction of what you owe. The advice comes free when you make the first call to Credit Card Debt Hotline, 800-560-6760. That number again to call now, 800-560-6760. Let's get rid of that credit card debt.
you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Siren seems to be the hardest word.
Alright.
It's sad.
So sad.
So sad. With the sadness situation.
Situation.
So it's Throwback Thursday, sing-along time. We've modernized it a bit this week to accommodate the likes of the jury.
Modernize it to 1977. Oh, my God. And this is not a sing-along, by the way. This is a Throwback Thursday. This is not a sing-along segment.
I would love to do, like, a 1992 throwback.
I'm going to do that next week, then. We're going to go into the 90s.
All right, so here we are.
From so enjoy it while it lasts, Stephanie.
1977, Elton John, and sorry seems to be the hardest word. Number five this week in 1977, so there at that. Actually, an interesting combination. There are a couple of quirky songs in this group of five. This next one is not, however. Number four this week, along to Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr., they are husband and wife. This is a fabulous song. You don't have to be a star to be in my show. This is just one of those songs that you move to. Crank it up, Carol, will you?
To be in my show.
It's hard not to like this. This is the kind of music I'm glad we have this week, actually. This is the kind of music I love. And I do love the music from the 70s as well. Even some of the stuff from the 80s is okay. Find one or two tunes from the 90s once in a while. But this is a good song. Billy Davis, Marilyn McCoo. There's no cheer. Now, you can get a little more of it, Karen. Don't you like it? Come on, seriously.
I've never heard it, but I like this, yeah.
I just can't blast the music and have you talk at the same time. You've got to choose one or the other.
Okay, yeah, here we go. All right, next one is one of the silliest songs ever recorded. Number three this week in 1977 belonged to a...
This kind of song makes me think of you in a blue leisure suit, like on roller skates.
Yep.
For some reason.
That's it. It's about the time of leisure suits, and I had a bunch of them. A blue one. I had a powder blue leisure suit. I had a tan leisure suit.
That's what I'm picturing.
I was pretty. I had a pair. Actually, I had a white leisure suit with white bell bottoms, just like what's his face what was the character's name? Barbarossa. Yeah, but what was his character?
I don't know.
Benny, Barbara.
I hope you didn't wear that on the farm.
No, I used to wear it out on dates.
Oh, wow. Ladies, any question why this guy's still single?
Thank you very much. All right, Car Wash, number three. Rose Royce was a session singer, and she decided to have some fun. This song put 40, it took them 40 minutes to create this, put it together, and get it ready for release. That was it. Car Wash. Okay, this is a great song. Number two this week in 77 belonged to Stevie Wonder. This is real typical Stevie Wonder stuff. Can't sit still for this. I wish. All right, you did okay with this week. And the cap of all of this dance music goes to, actually, all the way to the top. Number one this week, Leo Sayers, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing. You ever hear this song before, ladies?
Oh, yeah.
See, this is the height of the disco season, if you will, the disco music craze. And this
I always thought this was the Bee Gees.
Oh, well, because he sounds, his high-pitched voice.
Yeah, I always thought that's who sang this.
Right there. Yeah.
It's funny, though, because this song, like, the last two, my leg was jumping, like, I felt like dancing. This song doesn't really make me want to dance. It's, like, too slow.
It's too slow. Yeah, so the slow dancers. But I Wish does. Car War certainly does. That's for sure. All right, so there you have it, boys and girls. Sorry seems to be the hardest word. Doesn't really fit with the rest of the tunes here, but because anything Elton John recorded became a hit. That's how he was number five during this week in 1977. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Tax facts.
Tax time is here, and that's no time for guessing. So Staples has everything you need for tax season.
Like tax forms, organizational supplies, and TurboTax software.
And right now, you can save up to $20 on TurboTax software at Staples.
With TurboTax, there's no mystery, no guessing. So you report nothing but the tax facts.
Save up to $20 on TurboTax right now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
While supplies last, ends 2/1/20.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With opening statements over, the president's impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate has shifted to a new phase, as senators are now asking questions. Lead impeachment manager Adam Schiff blasting the Trump legal team's argument, though, that the president can't be impeached because he hasn't committed a crime.
Counsel acknowledges that a crime's not necessary, but something akin to a crime. Well, we think there's a crime here of bribery or extortion, conditioning official acts for personal favors. That is bribery. It's also what the founders understood as extortion.
Still to be settled whether witnesses will be called. President Trump says the nightmare that was NAFTA is over. He signed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement into law yesterday during a ceremony at the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne LaRouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guaranteed to know what's going on in the universe. Our universe is the world. America was in your backyard. Hi, Doug Steffen here. My backyard at the moment is Los Angeles. Actually, a little street in Venice. Kind of quiet, kind of peaceful. Jennifer's gone off to the coal mines of the radio station here. So we've got Victoria Keelan at your on your service. What is that? What do I say? At your service and on your side. That's it. That's the old cornball radio expression. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. So it's her fault. Right, Victoria? If it messes up, we give her credit for when it's right. Go get her when it's not. Actually, it's working fine. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the support.
I know, right? Notice how I did not say anything.
Okay. I want to talk about this Old Bay Seasoning Company and the hot sauce. Why is this all over social media? What's so important about this?
Because Old Bay has never made a hot sauce before. And so everybody loves Old Bay seasoning for all kinds of seafood on French fries. Old Bay is great. And so now they've made their very first foray into other things. And so now it's a hot sauce. And people have gone bananas for this. This 10-ounce bottle of hot sauce will sell for about $3.50. It's going to be at Acme, Giant, Food Lion, Martin's, Safeway, Wegmans, and Weiss stores. And it's made by McCormick. That's the company that owns Old Bay. But people, like, literally lost their minds. I was looking online yesterday when the news broke. This was trending all yesterday afternoon into the evening, and people were driving across state lines into Maryland, where it was on sale first, and people were literally driving across state lines just to stock up on this stuff in case it would sell out. And it probably will sell out, because hot sauce people are fanatics about hot sauce. And when you combine, like, the most beloved spice blend in American history with hot sauce, it's a genius idea. Good for them to think of it.
And it basically broke the website yesterday when it first went on sale, and everything on the website sold out. They're restocking, of course. And I think it's especially because it's right before the Super Bowl. So this is, I think, this year they're expecting, like, a record amount of people to be eating chicken wings. And I just saw a picture of chicken wings with the Old Bay hot sauce on it, and now I really want some. So I think, yeah, that's what everyone else is thinking, too.
So is this stuff good for you? Hot sauce, a lot of people think hot seasonings, hot sauce, that sort of thing, is good for you, good for your innards, and good for your circulation, good for your brain, is it?
I think that's actually been proven, that certain chilies, because this comes from chili peppers, and that's like the base of it that makes it hot. But yeah, I think, and Dr. Jack could probably speak to this more in depth, but I've seen various studies that certain countries and cuisines that use hot chilies have just overall better health. They're actually really good for gut health, which is why I was thinking of Dr. Jack, but,
All right. Ask the question. The Justice Department is planning to crack down on anti-Semitic crimes. This has become a national nightmare, whether it's a tragedy.
It's an international problem right now.
Yeah, it really kind of is. Germany is the seat of it again.
Poland, too.
Poland,
Eastern
European countries.
It's bad.
Yeah. All right, so a lot of violence being committed against Jewish people. The Attorney General has told some leaders of the Jewish community that he's distressed by this. He said moving forward, the feds are going to be prosecuting more hate crimes. So what constitutes a hate crime, though, in this circumstance? Just wearing or putting out a flag, a Nazi swastika, that kind
threats
of stuff?
What? Graffiti, defacing statues, property. There's a whole list of things, but that's what we're seeing. People paint, spray painting swastikas on the side of a temple and on certain memorials and things like that, Holocaust memorials, things like that. That's classified as a federal hate crime.
Yeah, pretty disgusting. You know what it is? It's insecurity, Victoria. People who don't have enough starch or feelings of goodness about themselves, and they then have to take apart others because they don't understand what their own world is like. They don't want to focus
on
their own world.
And I also think that depending on where you're from, too, this is a lot of ignorance, and it's a lot of groupthink mentality. And not
follow
enough
the leader.
Yeah, not enough focus on individuality, not enough focus on, having goals for yourself, like life goals.
Yeah.
I think just having a purpose. So I think a lot of people who are in the kind of a sheepish mentality where they just follow along with the herd, I think a lot of that's happening. And that's a dangerous mentality. That's how the Nazis rose to power. That's how every dictatorship, there's been, when you look back on it, there's always been a group of people who just followed along blindly and never stopped to think.
You see that everywhere today.
Well, yeah, you do, and it's hard.
Security in the group. Yep. All right. Do you know the book American Dirt? Have you heard of the book?
American
Dirt.
Gene
Cummins. It's a story about a Mexican mother and her young son fleeing to the U.S. border. It supposedly is a true story. This woman has had to cancel her promotional tour because of safety concerns. A lot of Mexicans don't like what she's written, even though it apparently is true. And a lot of Mexican
about
American
corruption
writers
in the government.
A lot of stuff
and violence and.
And the criticism also is that it depicts these people as it's sort of stereotypical depictions of Mexicans and what they're all about. But hello, that's what a lot of the people are who are coming across the border the way they are. So, but I didn't know this book. I just saw a story about the book called American Dirt. So all this is going to do, it's kind of like Bolton's book, is get people who want to read, okay, what's this story all about? And you wonder sometimes if these things aren't artificially created to sell a book. That's, you know, again.
Well, yeah, and that could be.
This day and age, there aren't a lot of good books published because you can get them all online. So if some publisher sticks out their neck and actually publishes a book, then there's got to be something to it. There's got to be some heft to it. Mm. And, you know, they'll ask the writers to do all kinds of things to promote it. But there's nothing better. Bolton couldn't have asked for more ways to help sell this book. Oh, my God, these people. Speaking of selling things, the folks at Boeing are kind of scratching their butts because after 20-some-odd years of making a lot of money, thanks to their messing up and handling the 737 MAX thing so badly, they've lost money. $600 million they lost last year. The profit they'd made the year before, it was $10 billion. So if you figure their profit is going to be the same, they actually have, if they've lost $600 million, then they're down almost $11 billion in sales. And that's because they got 400 planes sitting on the tarmac that they can't sell. And they got another. They had to make a deal, by the way. Did you know that? They had to make a deal. They made a deal at least with Southwest and American and a couple of other international carriers. They gave them $30-40 million apiece to make up for the problem that's been created by this, because the planes are sitting on the ground. They're not paying for the planes. They're not making their payments, and it's cost them money in their schedule. So they all went to Boeing and said, hey, you guys have screwed us up. What are we going to do here? And they said, well, we'll give you $30, $40 million apiece. Does that make you comfortable? So that's what it's cost them per airline since this whole fiasco. You know, it's almost been a year since this thing happened. Almost a year.
They keep saying that they're going to have the 737 MAXs back in circulation by this summer. I don't see that happening.
I don't either.
And who wants to even fly on them? There's no way I would want to.
American's got a post on their site that if we will let you know if it's a 737 MAX and if you don't want to fly on it, you go fly on take another trip at another time on another plane. So, at any rate. Okay, so in a moment we're going to help you with the college boards, those who are parents trying to get their children ready for the SATs will have that. Let me help you lose some weight right now, though. The folks at Calitrin are so thankful, actually, for all of your help in helping them lose weight, the support that you have sent toward the folks at Calitrin. This has been a very nice success story for them, for us, but most importantly for you. The people who are on Calitrin who have lost the weight, 86% success rate, which pretty much says it all and sells it. I don't have to, after I tell you that, what more do I have to say? This is an all-natural product, that's the reason I'm talking about, and have credibility, known and proven for almost 30 years to help promote healthy lean muscle, weight loss. Collagen protein is the main ingredient, and you get that plus aloe vera. And the guarantee you'll lose the weight if you stay with the program more than 4 months. 86% success rate. So let's go online to toploss.com or to calitrin.com, either one, and use the DJV code. Discounts on every bottle, $10 off, in fact, and a free bottle when you buy three or more. That's calitrin.com. Lose the weight and keep it off. Follow the directions. Works very easily. No pain and no gain, which is what you want. Discounts again using the code DJV at Calitrin.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's now 44 after the hour here on the DJV program. So, do you have a child, maybe a grandchild, that's going to be taking the SATs this spring? Kind of intimidating for a lot of students. Doesn't have to be, though. It's a redesigned SAT that has been introduced. The achievement test that measures your children's skills and knowledge. Students supposedly are learning this stuff in the classroom. And I think a lot of folks wonder, are they teaching to the test? I remember taking the SAT, so they've been around for a long time because I'm not exactly a spring chicken. If you take the SAT now, what's the focus? Let's find out. Priscilla Rodriguez is here from the College Board. She's Vice President of College Readiness Assessments at the College Board. So I guess, Priscilla, I'm curious because I remember taking them myself. How long have the SATs been around?
Well, good morning, and thanks so much for having me. So the SATs have been around for quite a while, going on, 80, 90 years now.
Right.
The test has changed for sure since then, which is a good thing for students and for the colleges that are trying to find them. As you mentioned, we redesigned the SAT completely in 2016, so it is not the SAT that we all took. In terms of the structure, it's a maximum of 1,600 points, and that's across two sections. So the first section is reading and writing, and the second is math. And then there's an optional essay that students can choose to take. But what is really different about the redesign is that the test is now designed to measure what students learn in high school and what they need to know to be able to go on to college and career. So I don't know if you remember, but I certainly do, those SAT vocabulary words, those words that like you had never seen before, you never saw
horror show. Oh yeah, it was a horror show.
But you were, flashcards, cramming them, and then even the math section. I remember feeling, I remember wondering, is this testing my math skills or more like my ability to learn kind of tricks and strategies? And those things are just, they're gone. They're not at all a part of the redesigned SAT. And there's not even a penalty anymore for getting a question wrong, which is something that the old SAT used to have. So it really does look at what are students expected to learn in their high school career and what are those valuable skills and knowledge sets that they'll need if they want to go on to college and go on to career. And then, it measures how students do. They can show their strengths. But the stress of the memorization and the tips and the strategies are gone, and that should give students and parents some reason to be less stressed.
Yeah. All right. So then what's the application like? Give us a little of a sort of nitty-gritty of what goes on here for parents that haven't been through this before and didn't take it for whatever the reason.
Sure. So I'll talk quickly about kind of the SAT part of it, but it is part of this larger, college application process, which we know can be confusing and sometimes, frankly, overwhelming for students and families. So few things I want to mention. So the SAT is of course a core part of that college application process. As I mentioned, it really is a different test, and it's one that shows students' strengths and leverages what they're learning in the classroom. And then students are then able to send their scores to colleges they're interested in, and then they go on to apply. And one thing I want to mention that is also really core to this redesign we did is that at the same time we redesigned, we partnered with a nonprofit called Khan Academy to develop a free, personalized online practice tool for students so that they can get familiar with what's going to be on the SAT and they can practice those areas where they maybe have room for development. So the experience that so many of us had where unless you came from a family that could get you classes or a tutor, you were kind of disadvantaged in terms of your ability to get familiar and feel prepared. It's totally different now. Official SAT practice has evened the playing field, and 10 million students have used it since we launched it. It's the number one way to get ready for the SAT now.
All right. Find out how you can earn a $2,000 scholarship as well with their SAT score when you go to satpractice.org, either sat.org or satpractice.org. Thanks to Priscilla Rodriguez for the update here, 10 before the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The DJV Show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Kara Schillen at the controls at our studio in Washington, and it is time for movie moments with our movie buddy and buff, Chuck Curry. So, Chucker, what is this music that we're listening to?
It's to Hoosiers, one of the great sports movies of all time. It is the birthday of Gene Hackman, who turns, believe it or not, 90 years old today. Gene Hackman is my all-time favorite actor. He won two Oscars, one for The French Connection, playing the character of Popeye Doyle, and then he won another one for Best Actor in the 90s, I think 91 for Best Supporting Actor in Clint Eastwood's Unforgiven. My two favorite Gene Hackman roles, one is in that movie, Coach Norman Dale in Hoosiers, a guy who gets redemption as a basketball coach in a small Indiana town. I love that film. And I'll tell you a quick story about that film. That was directed by a guy named David Anspaugh, who only directed four films. Two very memorable. One was Hoosiers, and the other was Rudy. He wrote the scripts also. The guy had a knack. He just had a vision or a knack for doing those two films. He did them brilliantly. So Hoosiers and Rudy. But my all-time favorite Gene Hackman role is my all-time favorite movie, which is he played Reverend Scott in the 1972 disaster film, The Poseidon Adventure. And the interesting part about that is anytime Gene Hackman went on a talk show, he talked about a lot of films, but he never brought up The Poseidon Adventure, and he reportedly had a dispute, or he held a grudge against the producer Irwin Allen and the director Ronald Neame, because they made him, I know it sounds silly, but Hackman had an ego, they made him wear his hair in a comb over, and he didn't like the effect. For years after, and he never talked about the film in any interview or any talk show, which I always found interesting because it was a major box office hit in 72, and it was the only film that he was the lead in an action film, and it was a big movie in his career, so don't understand why, but I love The Poseidon Adventure, I love Hoosiers, but I love Gene Hackman. Happy birthday, Gene, 90 years old today.
And when did he retire? He retired a while ago, right?
Because he hasn't done anything. His last film, Tara could pull this up on his IMDb page. Welcome to Mooseport with Ray Romano was his last film. Had to be at least 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And that was it. I saw him in the news a few years ago. He rode a bicycle, got in a little bit of a bicycle accident. But you don't see him out in public a lot, and you don't really hear much of him.
Yeah.
But he's also, I agree with you.
He's one of my favorite actors, and I love when he. I think his comedic turns were just brilliant. He's the best Lex Luthor ever. You know, I think he in the Superman movies, he was just so good.
I agree.
And he did comedy brilliantly. One of my favorite movies. He's in
The Birdcage with Rob Williams.
That's The Poseidon Adventure for you. The Birdcage is for me. He was just perfection in that movie. So yeah, it's too bad that that we haven't seen him in so long. But his movies will certainly endure because they're all real classic movies.
I agree. You know, it's interesting here. I was reading a 32nd Super Bowl spot will cost $5.6 million. And normally, a lot of studios run coming attraction trailers during the Super Bowl to promote their summer movies and spring movies. A little bit more sparse this year. Universal is going to run a 32nd spot for Fast and the Furious 9. Disney most likely will run spots for Mulan and the superhero movie Black Widow, and then Paramount is going to run a trailer, not during the telecast, but pre and after to A Quiet Place 2. That is pretty steep money. I know I have to think about that from a business point of view. Is it worth spending $5.6 million for a 30-second trailer during the Super Bowl? Couldn't you use that money more effectively on social media? I think personally, I would not spend $5.6 million for 30 seconds.
Is that a record, 5.6? Is that the most it's ever been?
It is.
Wow.
A lot of money. I was thinking about running one for my business, but I decided I don't have $5.6 million.
Are we going to start to see any of the Birds of Prey? That's the new Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie movie.
I don't think so during the Super Bowl. You know, that comes out February 7th. The only thing I heard about that film through our booking agent, he got a chance to see it in a early screening, is that it's released by Warner Brothers. It is a very hard R movie. Usually studios, when they release superhero properties, they like to cut the movie down to a PG-13 audience. They have it more rating to have it a bit more accessible. But since Warner Brothers struck a box office gold with Joker, which was a R-rated film, they're going to do the same with Birds of Prey. I know Margot Robbie, who plays Harley Quinn in the film, is a producer. She wanted the film R-rated, so they gave her wish and went in that direction. So Birds of Prey opens on February 7th.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Chuck Curry. It is 58.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.